More now of Greater LA from KCRW. Another winter COVID surge is in the making as infection numbers rise in LA County. And as with previous surges, disparities exist between different racial and ethnic communities when it comes to public health. Well, the same goes for Orange County. The OC Board of Supervisors took an unprecedented step last week. Two Democrats and two Republicans voted to declare that systemic racism and inequality are driving a public health crisis, one that's been exacerbated by the pandemic. Gustavo Arellano is columnist for the LA Times. He's here, as he is every week, with Greater LA's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Why is this such a surprise to you as a longtime watcher of all things OC?
I don't even know if I live in Orange County, California anymore with something like this where, you know, historically in Orange County, you would call this woke babble. But now you have the Board of Supervisors saying, you know, talking about inequity, talking about systemic racism. I mean, are we in Orange County or are we in Berkeley?
What areas of disparity in public health exist in OC, according to the supervisors? What are they saying?
Yeah, according to the supervisors, Orange County Board of Supervisors, the quote said, systemic racism causes persistent discriminatory policies in housing, education, employment, transportation, and criminal justice. All of this is true, by the way. This is all what activists have been saying for decades. It's what the Republican Party and, all, you know, frankly, the Board of Supervisors has mostly ignored all this time. And now they're saying, yes, it is absolutely true. It really is extraordinary.
Two Republicans voted for this, one of whom is Vietnamese-American. Politically speaking, demographically speaking, what's going on here?
Well, that was Andrew Doe, and Andrew Doe's a Republican. The other Republican voted at Lisa Bartlett. She's Japanese-American, but Andrew was the one who has been more outspoken about the racism he has felt as a Vietnamese refugee growing up in Orange County in the 1980s. And even that, like, the Republican Party in Orange County has always had minorities within its ranks, but they treated racism as like, oh, you know, it's nothing really to talk about. This country's great, and I believe in America. So even to have someone like Doe, and Doe's no liberal Republican. He's not as far right as some of the other Republicans out there, but he's pretty conservative. So for him to be sharing these stories, I mean, it obviously voting for this declaration was something personal for him, but it's also something that he's willing to combat his own party with if anyone speaks up against it.
So does this mean, Gustavo, that there's a shift happening in OC GOP politics, not just in OC becoming purple, which has been happening over the past couple of election cycles, but as far as the GOP goes in Orange County?
You do still have some people on the far right that have made Orange County a bane of liberals since the 1960s. And they're still around up in Yorba Linda, down in Huntington Beach. You have a majority of Republicans, all of them sort of quote unquote unique now being the majority of the city council. But the Republican Party understands that in a county like Orange now, which has been majority-minority, in other words, whites have been the minority now since for the past 20 years, the tricks and the rhetoric of the past just can't work anymore. And especially with the younger generation who are having these conversations about diversity, equity, and inclusion, you kind of have to speak their language or at least pretend to.
I mean, is it a stretch to say that the views of the supervisors are shared throughout the government's and even among the people in Orange County?
Yes and no, because Republicans still govern the majority of cities in Orange County, so they're definitely not going to be saying the stuff that the Board of Supervisors did. And the Board of Supervisors is not as powerful as it used to be, but still symbolically, it is a huge gesture, especially to fellow Republicans of Doe and Lisa Bartlett, and let them know, like, hey, like, if you want a political future, you got to do this.
What does this declaration mean, Gustavo, going forward? Do you think anything will come of it?
That's going to be up to all the different departments in the County of Orange. So the Board of Supervisors, remember, they're in charge of the budget. So I don't see them telling every department, you have to put this in or we're not going to give you money. It's going to be on a department by department basis. But those departments, some of this stuff has already been in the works for a year. One big thing for sure, though, that the Board of Supervisors will be interested in and mentioned in their declaration was hate crimes, which have been escalating all across Southern California. And of course, the Board of Supervisors has funding for the Orange County Human Relations Commission, who has been trying to do tolerance workshops for decades in Orange County. So at the very least, that's music to their ears, because the Human Relations Commission for years have been fighting off the Board of Supervisors trying to get at them. And this is basically a declaration saying, yeah, all the work that you've done all these decades that maybe previous supervisors didn't believe in, well, we definitely believe in it.
Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times, and of course with us every week for Greater LA's Orange County Line. Gustavo, as always, thanks.
Gracias.
That's it for this evening. Tomorrow, it started out as a regular sports store, but it turned into a place where everyone from kids all the way up to the pros go for their cleats and soccer gear. That's tomorrow on GLA. Coming soon, we're going to be taking a trip to the La Brea Tar Pits, which is about to get a big makeover. It was my first time ever. I know, it's embarrassing. What about you? Have you been lately? Have you been at all? Did you go on a field trip maybe when you were a kid? What are your favorite memories of the La Brea Tar Pits? Tell us at our website, kcrw.com/GLA, and we very well may share it on our air. Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geist, John Meek, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all helped put the episode together this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great night.